Arizona post-game press conference. Head coach Mike Stoops, quarterback Nick Foles, Douglas and Golden said if questions, raise hand and please ask the full name of the participant so we can get it for the quotes.
Do you guys want a statement or anything, or just questions?
Questions is fine.
Okay.
Well, Nick, three interceptions.
Please state your
Nick Foles, three interceptions. What did their defense do that was particularly problematic for the passing game?
They did what we studied. They just mixed up. They're moving around a lot, and they did a good job of mixing stuff up. And it was on me. I just didn't make, you know, those balls just weren't good throws. One was too low, and then one I just threw it too late, and, you know, it was just one, on my part, just wasn't a good job on those three passes.
Ryan Recker, KVUA out of Tucson. For Coach Stoops, Coach, what type of effect could this loss have on this program as far as a national scope is concerned?
Well, it's hard to say. Obviously, we're not we're not there yet. There's still a lot of room for improvement in a lot of different areas, and we have to reevaluate all aspects of our program, coaching, philosophy, personnel, and that's obviously the most important part. It's unfortunate. I don't think our kids, I thought we prepared well and should have played better than we did. Turnovers were certainly a big part of it. And just lack of execution is a big part of it. And like I say, I don't know. We'll have to reevaluate a lot of things we're doing within our program. So it's hard to say. It's disappointing. We didn't play better, in back-to-back bowl games. But, we lost to two really good football teams. There are no excuses. They played better than we were. They're a better team than we were tonight. And it's disappointing. I just know we're better than the way we've played here of late. And for whatever reason, we're not playing. We didn't finish very strong.
Robert, Golden, I did. Tell me, what was Blackman like in person, and was he what you saw on film? Tell me about him.
I mean, yes, he was a great receiver, had great technique, getting off a jam and everything. But I feel like we held him down pretty much, just getting one, big play for 71 yards, and other than that, he didn't do too much. But, he's a great receiver, and, he's one of the best. The defense and the offense, we always gave our chance to come back and compete, so we never was really out of the game, so we just tried to keep fighting, and they just made more plays than we did.
Fox, Tucson, Arizona for head coach Mike Stoops. Coach, did you sense when they took the interception back for a touchdown, did you feel like that was a wind out of the sails type play or down 23-7 into the half? How did you feel about that moment as a game changer?
No, I thought our defense was playing well. I thought, obviously we busted a coverage on the long touchdown, and we gave, I didn't think they were, moving. I thought we could fight our way back in the game because I thought our defense matched up well. I thought we can, we would be able to give ourselves a chance to get back in the game. I thought the couple scoring drives before the half, not getting points, really hurt us. We had a couple opportunities there. And, the play before the half, I thought it was 4th and 25. And, that was my fault. I was talking to the defense, and I thought offensive interference was loss of down. And so we just missed those opportunities to get to close it to a two-score game, and we just offensively we struggled every every game getting down to the 30-yard line and not being able to push the ball any further. So, you know, that was really the story of a big part of our season and, you know, offensively. But defensively, I thought we'd be able to give ourselves a chance to get back in the game.
For Coach Stoops, how do you put a wrap on this once promising season where 2 months ago you guys stood at 7-1?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, there's good and, you know, every season, and there's bad, you know, obviously the end. I don't know. Those are questions that, you know, obviously disappointed. We didn't finish. We played a schedule on the back end that was, again, there's no disgrace in losing to the quality teams we did. So, again, I'm proud of our players. I'm proud of what we've accomplished up until this point. You know, it's disappointing we didn't go further, but, we have to do some things to get better as a program. And that's universal. That's not just me. It's not just the players. This is a philosophy that it takes to win in big-time athletics, and that's what we're in. And again, I'm really proud of our players and what they do on a consistent basis. Now, we're far from perfect, all of us in this room. So I'm not going to criticize my players. You know, they play hard and they prepare well, and they're a very disciplined group of guys that I, you know, enjoy. So we'll retool and regroup, and we'll bounce back. We did this year. Everyone thought, again, we lost a bunch of guys. But tomorrow I'll be excited about the future. And we got good players in this program and certainly some good quarterbacks to, you know, to build this team around again. And, you know, our players will fight back. And we'll try to do a better job next year.
Coach Stoops, you talked about busted coverage on the play. Was there safety supposed to be there, or did the corner think the safety was behind him? What happened?
We were rolling to that side, you know, plusing our coverage over to Blackman, and it was just a mental, you know, mental mistake.
This is for Nick Foles. You know, coming back to Texas, coming back to the Alamo Dome, you know, coming into this game, just kind of what were your feelings and, you know, playing back in Texas?
I was excited just to be in my home state, real close to where I grew up, and playing a place that, you know, I played three times my senior year, and, you know, it was exciting to go out there, and I didn't play near as well as I wanted to, or, you know, the outcome wasn't what we wanted. We worked hard, and the guys fought and gave everything they had on the field, and like Coach said, the mistakes were too much to overcome, and, you know, that's on me, and that's on everybody on the team. We just, you know, we win as a team, we lose as a team, and we'll move forward, and, you know, we'll have a great offseason, be back next year.
Bob Richardson with Fox 11 in Tucson for Coach Stoops. Talk about the 2011 campaign. You said there's some things you need to work on. Can you give us a short list of your priorities that you think could change before 2011?
Well, obviously our ability to run the football or identify with the run game is something that offensively we need to do a better job more consistently, or you know, if we're gonna have our big sets and our big players need to play big, and for whatever reason we've struggled this back end of the season running the football, and play action passes need to be set up off the run, and that's what, you know, we like to do, but we need to get better at that. And that's we need to run the ball better, more efficiently, offensively and defensively. It was kind of I thought, replacing those two defensive ends, I think we have some great interior players, young players. I think we have some great secondary guys. I think we have all the linebackers back. So, again, I'm excited about, what we're doing philosophy-wise defensively. May need to retool some things, but I think we have a great nucleus of players coming back. We lose some great ones every year, and that's what happens. But all these guys sitting at the table tonight will be back, and we have some great players. We'll see what Jerron does, but I think Dan Buckner can be a immediate impact guy to add to an already great stable of wide receivers. I'm encouraged by what we have coming back, and change is good every year, and we all go through it. We'll compete, and like I say, our players we'll get better, and I'm sure the Pac-10 is going to be, just as competitive as it is. But, we'll match up. I'm confident of that.
Is there a final question? Thank you.
Thank you.